Lance Ulanoff from Mashable reviews eSight, a new headset that can help many people who are legally blind be able to see. The special visor comes equipped with a high-speed, high-definition camera, two sensors, two OLED screens, and a controller that helps people with severely low vision adjust what they're seeing. The device uses liquid lens technology to display high-contrast, high-color images that make it easier to see objects and easier to read. The device has FDA Type 1 clearance and costs $10,000. Oh. And right now, most insurance doesn't cover it. But I think it's exciting for the future. If you were a Star Trek or are a Star Trek Next Generation fan, you think Geordi LaForge. That's sort of what we've got going on here.
Absolutely. Although his was a little slimmer and sleeker, I would say. But this doesn't look too bad. I mean, it's a visor over your face. But we've adjusted over the course of the last year. We've gotten very used to seeing visors on faces. So this is actually kind of an improvement from a lot of the VR headsets that we've seen.
Well,
and obviously
see,
better from functionality perspective.
If you can't see things.
Yeah, like you'll do what you need to. I think this is awesome technology. And it has a little remote, like you said, basically that allows the wearer to control what they're seeing, maybe zoom in, I guess, up to 24 times onto images to help them see, read, all that kind of stuff. The article features Yvonne Felix. That's kind of the subject of Lance's piece. And Yvonne said about wearing the eSight headset, "It was the first time I saw my husband and son, who was 2 months old, and my six-year-old son." And that's just like, man, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
That this is an example of, like, we talk so much about virtual reality and augmented reality in these kind of entertainment sort of ways, and then trying to find, like, what is the deeper kind of potential of this technology. This is kind of an extension of that. But, I mean, literally eye-opening. Like, it opens up a whole new world to people who couldn't see, you know, very well at all.
Yeah, I mean, Yvonne is a spokesperson for the company, we should say, but she was a fan of Star Trek, and she remembers this character thinking that he was her hero, and she says, you know, one day she hoped there was a device like that. So she's been trying it for about 4 years. That was a prototype, and now what she is using now in the video is much better. So if you are interested in this, you can go to the eSight website, and there's next steps. So we can put this link on our website, too, so you can speak to a vision advocate. I am surprised someone with more medical insurance experience will have to tell me why insurance wouldn't cover part of this.
Maybe because it's a new technology and it isn't proven.
Well, it has FDA type 1 approval. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I understood more about how the insurance world works in that regard. But
well, if someone does, write
yes.
to us.
Let us know. TNT at twit.tv. Mm-hmm.